Let us hear our gospel story today from the gospel according to John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early in the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there. But he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up and put in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary?" She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
Good morning and happy Easter. Will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are our rock and our redeemer. Be on the lookout, folks. Be on the lookout. Sometimes things seem so irrational, they can't be true. So we try to explain them away. For example, throughout my ministry, I've heard many stories that have changed and impacted the way I think about Easter. This is one of those stories. It's true. I heard it 3 years ago. I was working on a project in a church, and I met Chuck and Barb for the first time. We were creating a timeline of church activities to identify church decline. But something made me curious because Chuck and Barb kept referring to, was that before the accident or after the accident? So after about the third time they said that, curious got me. So I said, tell me about this accident. What they told me was not like anything I expected to hear. Chuck was a farmer, and he and his son, Adam, were driving one morning into town to run errands. They were on a county road going, they said, maybe 40, 45 miles an hour, something like that. And they were T-boned by a semi-tractor trailer truck going much faster than they were. And Chuck described to me what was once the passenger seat had been pushed into the driver's side of the pickup truck because the passenger seat didn't exist anymore. At impact, Chuck saw a very large man standing like this. He was standing between Adam and the semi-trailer truck, protecting Adam. So Adam survived, but he was injured. He broke his leg from the impact of the crash. Yet despite the disappearance of the passenger side, where he was sitting and didn't exist anymore, it was truly a miracle. He was badly bruised, but structurally, except for the leg, he was fine. When the medical staff arrived on the scene to pry Adam out of the truck, Chuck asked them, "Where is the guy?" Bewildered, the medical staff said, "What guy?" Well, Chuck tried to explain to them that this huge guy was protecting Adam between the passenger seat and the semi-tractor trailer truck, but he was huge, like he had arms this big around. He described him as probably 8 foot tall. And the medical staff said, "Sir, it's just us here." Now, this guy, this figure, was real to Chuck. He could describe his body, but not his face, because he was so big, it was only his torso that was visible in the truck. We cried about this as Chuck recalled the severity of the accident and how this guy saved Adam's life. Chuck says in no uncertain terms that Adam would not have survived without that protection. Was it real? Did it happen? Chuck says this guy was real, like human, and not translucent, not ghost-like, but real, like flesh and blood real, but huge. Now, not all of us have stories like this to tell. I don't have stories like this to tell. But I hear stories like this on different magnitudes all of the time. And then we come to our Easter story today. Is it real? Did it happen? The Easter story and the story of the resurrection is the story of our Christian faith. And whether we believe it or not, whether we believe it actually happened, it's real. Mary Magdalene is the shero of our story today. She was a loyal disciple and a follower, and she loved Jesus. And when she found the tomb empty, she cried. She lingered at the tomb, weeping. She told others what she had seen. She searched and searched for the body of Jesus. She hung in there while others ran. On the road, Jesus approached Mary. She didn't recognize him, initially thinking he was the gardener, until he called her by name, Mary. You see, Mary was looking for a dead body, not a living Jesus. Mary wasn't looking for life. She was looking for death. What was it that made Mary see? What made Mary move from what she was looking for to realizing there was life? Grief most certainly blinded Mary from seeing. But Mary found life. Hearing her name jolted her into a new realm of seeing Jesus. We run into the hands of God all of the time, and we don't know it. Friends, be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. I have been wondering all week if we are ready for Easter. I ask myself, are we ready to feel the joy and the excitement to live into Jesus lives? Are we? We're in the middle of a pandemic when almost every aspect of our daily life has changed. The news is bleak. Deaths and death counts every day. They're big death counts. Lost jobs and livelihoods. Emotions are running high. Isolation is running deep. Parents take on new roles. Our sanctuary is almost empty. Healthcare workers, the ones who are supposed to be caring for us, are putting their own lives at risk. Students don't get to graduate or have experiences. And there's non-related deaths in our own church community. Are we ready for Easter? And then it occurred to me that this is the perfect time to hear the Easter message. This is the perfect time. Because you see, we think something dies on Good Friday, but it lives on Easter Sunday. Goodness did not die on Good Friday. Goodness lives on Sunday. Justice did not die on Good Friday. Justice lives on Sunday. Love did not die. Love lives. This is the hope that we have, and Jesus is paving the way for us to believe. Story after story in the Bible, from the pulpit, in our lives. We don't always know what we are seeing, but the presence of the living Christ is there in our daily lives, every day. Be on the lookout. Chuck's story isn't the resurrection story, but he saw and experienced the guy. Others were present, and they didn't see it. Why? Chuck can't explain it either. But for Chuck, it was the recognition that Jesus lives. This was Chuck's living Christ experience. It's so human for us to want answers. We want to know the specifics and we want to know why. We can't explain it away and we shouldn't try. There are aspects of us, conscious and unconscious, that keeps us from our own spiritual recognition. Things that keep us stuck in our story, that keeps us moving from Good Friday to Easter Sunday. Jesus shows us what life and faith look like in action. John Shelby Spong is a progressive Christian theologian and a retired Episcopal bishop. This is how he describes Easter. Quote, "The Easter experience in the New Testament, contrary to what we have traditionally been taught over the years, is not about bodies walking around graves. It's far more profound than that. It is about God being seen in human life. By God, I do not mean supernatural, invasive God who violates the laws of nature to enter time and space. I mean a transcendent dimension of life into which all can enter. An experience in which life is expanded, love is unlimited, and being is essential. I mean the God whose presence and power calls us into our essential oneness, our universal consciousness, and our interconnectedness. We are a part of who and what God is. God is not a noun we are compelled to define. God is a verb that we are invited to live. There is a difference, and it is the difference that the resurrection is both experienced and entered. That is what the resurrection is all about." Unquote. God is a verb that we are invited to live. Friends, be on the lookout for the signs of life. Be willing to see the living Christ in everyday life. For what may seem like Friday lives on Sunday. This is the perfect time for Easter. Jesus lives. Hallelujah. Be on the lookout. Amen.